Turning now to the vaccine for the coronavirus, which seniors were among the first priority group in line to get it. Nice theory, but the picture is starting to get a little better. New Jersey is going to get 130,000 doses for each of the next 3 weeks. That follows President Joe Biden's announcement this past Tuesday that the U.S. is ramping up deliveries to states where shortages and even zero supplies of the vaccine now exist over the next 3 weeks. They also expect to provide enough doses to vaccinate 300 million people in America by the end of the summer at the earliest, at the latest, early fall. We've had about 100,000 vaccine doses per week shipped to New Jersey in the recent weeks, with about 25,000 doses being administered per day. There's about 270 locations now offering the coronavirus vaccine. Total, New Jersey has received about 1 million vaccines so far. That's according to the CDC. Governor Murphy again said Wednesday that teachers are next in line to be vaccine eligible, as is the tradition of the vaccine program in New Jersey. He didn't say when that's going to happen. First responders, includes police and firefighters, are eligible to receive a vaccine, along with the residents of nursing homes, group homes, prisoners, correction officers, people who smoke. Oh, no, I'm not kidding. That's, we talked about that last time. People who live, work, or go to school in New Jersey who are 65 or older, as well as those 16 to 64 who have certain medical conditions. You became eligible January 14th. Those could all change, by the way, if Murphy decides to make, well, I don't know, left-handed lepers part of current vaccine priority group, bumping others further back in line like he did when he made smokers a sudden priority. Another problem the vaccine shortage is creating, the shortage is delaying the time, or now starting to delay the time, when those who got the first vaccine can get the second vaccine. Well, the problem with that is if there's too much of a delay, then the first vaccine, the effect of that, is at risk of really being eliminated. So if that's the case, then would someone actually wind up having to need three vaccines to have an effective vaccination? I'm not a doctor, but it'd be nice if someone who is figures that out. Before it happens, by the way, not after it happens.